right. Jonathan, can you hear me very well?
I can.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. So, of course, I'm going to go ahead and record this conversation so we can use it for on air and for our website. We'll have the full version of the interview put on our website. And then the on-air version, unfortunately, can't be the full interview. It'll be edited down to about 5 minutes, but we are taking all of the same questions from every candidate just to make it fair for everybody. So, but that will be edited down to about 5 minutes. So, okay.
How many candidates have participated?
Oh, quite a few. I would say at least, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I would say close to 20 so far I've interviewed.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's good to see you guys doing that.
Yeah, and it's really fun just to kind of get to know everyone, and it gives me a chance to, you know, meet people and kind of hear different perspectives and just kind of see what's going on in our state. So that's been really good for me as well. So,
cool.
All right, well, let's go ahead and have you start by stating your name, title, and what you're running for.
My name is Jonathan Dine, and I'm running for the United States Senate as a Libertarian.
All right, absolutely. So I have quite a few questions here for you. There's 11 total, but just to preface the interview here, I'll start with some kind of background questions, why you got into politics, motivating factors, and then we'll get into very topical. We're going to cover healthcare, farming. We have veterans, overarching government regulations, stuff like that, minimum wage. So those things will be covered as well in there. And then the last question, I'll open it up for you to let our listeners know anything else you think that they would need to know. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So taking a look at the first question here, let's give our listeners a little bit of information about you. Why did you decide to go into politics? Is there a sort of driving factor for you?
Well, you know, I decided to run for the U.S. Senate because I really felt like we needed a better representation of the people. You know, I felt career politicians just have become too secluded in Washington, and they've kind of forgotten what life is like outside of politics. I'm very tired of the constant fighting between the Republicans and Democrats, and the us versus them mentality has just become very hostile and counterproductive. You know, it feels like beating the other team is more important than finding solutions to America's problems. You know, so I decided that, you know, I feel like we need more ordinary Americans to stand up and take an active role, and I decided to go ahead and run.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, apart from being a politician, just as an everyday individual, what values and morals are important to you personally?
Well, you know, honesty and hard work, really. If you can't keep your word, then, you know, what else do you have? I've always believed if you work hard enough and do what you say, you're going to be able to achieve anything you work towards. So, you know, it's kind of disheartening when you see the government gets in the way of a lot of people realizing their dreams.
Right, absolutely. Now, taking a look at more topical issues, one of the first questions that we have here is your stance is libertarian, and I've actually have not yet interviewed a libertarian candidate yet, so you are the first. So what are some of the key issues that you would plan to address if elected?
Well, you know, so just being the first libertarian, let me kind of give you an example of if I was speaking with a broad stroke, libertarians are considered fiscally conservative while we're socially tolerant, meaning we kind of want to keep the Democrats out of your wallet and the Republicans out of your bedroom. My key issues I want to address are government spending and debt, term limits for Congress, and income tax reform.
Absolutely. Okay, perfect. Now, the next question we have here is about farming operations. Sorry, I had to make sure that didn't get recorded. What is your stance on farming operations and the suggested land tax increase for our nation's farmers?
You know, I feel like farming's changed a lot in the last 100 years. A lot of the family farms have been put out of business by the larger corporate farming operations. So I feel like any tax increases are going to be unfairly burdensome to the smaller family farms. So I'm opposed to any increase. I'm also very opposed to the death tax, the state tax. You know, when you consider the nature of farming and ranching, it's a very capital-intensive business. There's relatively low margin, illiquid assets, land, and barns. So estate taxes almost assure the breakup of multi-generational family farms. So I'm pretty much against most of all those taxes.
Right, absolutely. Now, this is a sub-question to that one. There was a report that was released last year that said there's roughly 60,000 high-skilled ag jobs opening up within the next 5 years. However, the students in that, in like ag-related degrees, are only about 35,000 students to fill those positions. So what have you done or what will you do to encourage young people to take up farming?
Well, I haven't really done anything. I do believe ag jobs are very important. However, I don't really believe in central planning from federal bureaucrats. I think it should be left up to the state, local communities, local politicians to promote the success of those jobs. I think we should transform the way Americans look at skilled labor, and I believe getting away from a traditional college degree is a good thing.
All right, absolutely. So we're just going to jump through these. If you have anything else you want to add, feel free to let me know. But I'll just kind of keep moving through the questions here. Next topic is healthcare. Healthcare insurance seems to be an ongoing debate, whether it's repeal and reform or revise and extend. What are your opinions on the subject of healthcare, and do you plan to push for any changes?
Yes, I do favor restoring and reviving a free market healthcare system to give the consumer more choice. I always favor more choice. I want people to be able to determine their own level of coverage, the care providers they want, the medicines and treatments they'll use, and pretty much every aspect of their health care. I don't believe individuals should be penalized for not buying health insurance, so I would propose legislation to eliminate the individual mandate. I would also want just to kind of allow people to have more options as far as getting providers, so I think we need to open up across state lines, so you could shop around much like you do with auto insurance to try to find you the best deal.
Absolutely. This next question kind of ties into the first question, but it's a little bit more detailed, I guess. There's been a lot of topics under a harsh line of fire these past few years, anything from gun laws to food labeling, environmental issues. In your opinion, what three subjects need to be focused on immediately and why?
Well, the first thing I would focus my attention on is term limits. I believe the biggest political problem in America is the career politician. I think we need change now, and across the board, term limits are the answer. Congressmen should be 6 2-year terms, plenty of enough, and then senators should be restricted to 6-year terms. Really like to see a revolving door of fresh ideas instead of the stagnation of all the people that have been in there now.
Mm-hmm. All right, absolutely.
The next thing I'd also want to focus on eliminating the federal income tax, replacing it with a flat tax of 10%. I truly believe providing basic government services like police, fire, and courts should cost a fraction of what we now pay in taxes. I believe if people could keep more of what they earn, it'd be easier to build a home, buy a car, and even start a business, you know, and fuel real economic growth. And, of course, government spending, I want to work on that. I believe the greatest threat to our nation is the fact that we are going broke. You know, if you look at it right now, we borrow and print 40 cents out of every dollar we spend. It's really just not sustainable, and I don't see any of the politicians trying to rein it in.
Right, absolutely. All right, so that kind of might tie into our next question here. We're talking about government regulations. Are there any government regulations that you think overreach or overstep their bounds?
Well, you know, there's probably too many to really talk about, but I don't really believe all government is inherently bad, but I do believe every time you pass a law, you take away a little more freedom. You know, many of the government licensing requirements make it harder for someone to start a business. Hairdressers, massage therapy, personal training. Several of those jobs make you spend thousands of dollars on education that may not necessarily be needed in order to work. You know, you look at the regulations the city of Austin, Texas, put on Uber and Lyft, actually made them pull their business out. You know, and the government should be there to foster new business and not make it harder to start.
Right, absolutely. All right, next topic is about veterans. Our nation's veterans are always a focal point. If you are elected, do you believe there are any issues that you would address regarding our veterans, and if so, how?
Yeah, I really think the best thing we can do for our veterans is to stop making more of them. You know, I believe the role of the military is to provide a strong national defense, but the optimum word is defense, not offense. You know, I support the offensive efforts to combat terrorism when attacked, but I don't support the occupation and nation building of other countries. You know, I would work to get our young men and women out of harm's way and bring them home for some well-deserved family time. Also, vets have a hard time receiving timely health care. You know, for the sacrifices they've made, the government really should be keeping their word and taking care of them, especially when you look at the fact that 22 vets are taking their own lives every day. You know, some more awareness needs to be raised and some heads need to roll at the VA.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we are going to jump to minimum wage issues. Minimum wage hikes are another hot topic with the push for $15 an hour. In your opinion, what are some of the positive and negative impacts of an increase to $15 an hour minimum wage?
Well, you know, at first glance, of course, it seems like a good idea. You know, who doesn't want to make more money? But unfortunately, when the government mandates the wages, I believe it has some unintended consequences. You know, first, it will hurt the poor and unskilled laborers the most. Often, unskilled laborers will be passed, or applicants will be passed on, you know, for a more knowledgeable or experienced candidate when you have to pay so high. You know, and of course, the cost will undoubtedly be passed on to the consumer. So now the burger that you used to pay $5 for is going to cost you $10. I really just think the government should stay out of it and let businesses decide to pay their employees based on service.
All right. And the last topical question that we have here regards Missouri children. So in your opinion, what do you think the biggest issue or biggest issues facing children are in Missouri, and how do you plan to address and fix those problems?
Well, once again, I'm not really the guy to make promises to give you free education or free health care or to fix problems. I believe the politicians are there to stand up for your rights. So something like that, I think, has to be handled on the state and local level. You know, I think one of the best things would be giving parents more choice, especially when it comes to where their tax dollars or education money is being spent.
All right, absolutely. Now, the last question here just opens up the floor to you. We're giving all of our candidates 1 minute to let our listeners know anything that they believe is important for them to know about them as they're running. Again, our listening base includes pretty much everyone, family men, women, teens, a lot of farmers, business owners. So what do you think they need to know about you running for Senate?
Just to remember that I'm not a politician. I am educated in many of the political issues facing our country. You know, and for as long as most of us can remember, Republican and Democratic politicians have talked about solving these problems, but their solutions have only worsened the situation. You know, we have higher and higher taxes, greater intrusions into our personal lives and business. You know, I understand the vices of government mainly because I'm not part of it. You know, I see life from the ground level. I'm not looking at or have to ask anybody about it. You know, I have an open mind, and I'll listen to the people of the state. You know, as a senator, I represent you. I'm going to be your voice. You know, when I vote on bills or propose legislation, I'm going to remember the people I represent and my experiences, not a party or a lobbyist. So supporting me and my candidacy means supporting a genuinely smaller government, lower taxes, and more freedom across the board. I invite everyone to check out my Facebook page and see where I stand on all the issues. It's facebook.com/votedine. But, you know, just thanks for taking the time to listen to me. And remember to vote Dine. Your worries are mine.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much. And, of course, like I said, we will have the full interview available on the website.
Okay.
And I will edit it, but it'll just be... just like to kind of clean it up, any uhs or ums, or anytime you stumble over a word, I'll do that. But that'll, the full version will be on the website. And then do you want to know when this is going to run? I can make sure that I let you know.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was your email or phone number?
It's votedine@live.com. And my phone number is 816-612-3519.
3519. Okay, I will let you know as soon as we find a date to run this on air, and I'll give you the details on that. It's going to be at 7:25 a.m. when we run our newsmaker segment. And then that same day, your interview will be posted to our Meet the Candidates page.
Well, cool. I appreciate everything, Elizabeth.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for talking to us, and good luck to you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.